baby! Triple V, Rosie, Paul Rosenberg back with you again on The Fan on an early Saturday morning, the 17th of August, the year is 2024. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call, text, at Paul's Randomness on Twitter. X, if you want to reach me on social media, you can stream us on the Free Odyssey app, the F-R-E-E Free Odyssey app as well. We have the biggest Benny Agbayani fan in New York City, Manny Rodriguez. He's on the other side of the glass, and I'm here for a solid count them up. 1, 2, 3, 4 hours right until Richard Neer comes your way at 6 a.m. right here on The Fan in New York City. Morning, everybody. So much to get into. Plenty of time to do it in. Including why it's okay to be realistic about things, and being realistic doesn't mean that you're negative, which has been a big topic of conversation this past week and this past season, specifically with the Mets, and that's where we start, get rolling. The Mets, probably the best mediocre team in all of baseball right now. They continue the Jekyll and Hyde second half. They beat the Marlins Friday night by the score of 7-3. That's great. Nimmo home run. Jeff McNeil. Jose Buto looked good. All of that equals a win against the awful, awful Marlins. That's great, obviously, especially coming off the awful loss to Oakland, which, by the way, had absolutely nothing to do with who threw out a first pitch, who threw out a second pitch, who threw out a third pitch. And we'll get into that later. The Mets are 6-8 in their last 14 games. That's starting with their road trip in Anaheim. They are the picture-perfect definition of a 500 team. Despite their 63-59 record, they can easily be four games under 500. Easily. And that's where I want to begin the conversation. As a fisheye view, I believe that's what it's called. This year's version of the Mets, in my opinion, has always been mediocre. Despite the hot streak they had in June, people forget that they opened the season awful. Awful major cold streak. 56-50 heading into the July 30th trade deadline. That's great for where they were. An incredible June. We all know it. A really, really good July. We all know it. OMG. Grimace. Everything going on. Again, all things that have nothing to do with the play on the field. 56-50 heading into that deadline. David Stearns, Steve Cohen. They made a calculated decision not to sell off any of their valuable one-year deals that they had, or two-year deals. They kept all of that value on the team. They didn't buy much. Jesse Winker, solid addition. Some bullpen darts. And that's all you need to know if you're a Met fan. That if Stearns truly believed that this team was a real contender, a legitimate contender, he would have made upgrades at the starting pitching position for sure. He did not do that. They would have got better bench players. Did not do that. Instead of making actual impact moves, the Mets went with the let's see how long this team can overachieve for approach. And let's see how that turned out. It was a few weeks. Since July 30th, they're 7-19. The realistic viewpoint of the Mets. 888-808-1019 if you want to get involved in the conversation. Can they get hot again? Absolutely. Absolutely they can. They can get hot at the right time, squeak into the postseason, maybe as a wild card, maybe even better. Absolutely, that can happen if you're the Mets. But I ask Mets fans this, and I want to hear from Mets fans at 2:08 in the morning. Do you think this team can realistically contend for a World Series? Because that should be right now the only bar. The only bar if you're a Mets fan. It's not making the playoffs. It's not making the wild card. No, that's gone. That possibly was gone a few years ago when they won 101 games under Terry Collins and it meant nothing because they got their asses kicked by the Padres in the wild card series. 101 win season meant nothing. That's what we're talking about here. Can this team realistically contend for a World Series? I can even make the argument that considering their how they played this season, the up and down approach, and I was a person who came on 2 games into the season and with the Mets at 0-2 against the Brewers, going into a Sunday game, I said it was a must-win game. This is the third game of the year, and I said it was a must-win game. Up and down, peaks and valleys. It's a roller coaster, man. But I knew that this team was mediocre. I knew that this team was kind of arm-punting this season, for lack of a better term, down the field. What happens? They go to the deadline. They play incredible baseball in June, incredible in July. And I start to become a believer because I'm a Mets fan. And I want to believe and I want my team to do well. I want them to do well. I want them to win. So it went from, you know what? I don't think this team has any chance of making the postseason, this, that, the other thing. Two, at the trade deadline, you know what? I'm in. And this team has to make the postseason this year and win a round or else that's a disastrous season. Nobody cares about a ride that they took us on. Why? Because rides don't win titles. Talent does. And right now, this Mets team just doesn't have enough talent to contend. 888-808-1019 is the number. Realistically, am I happy with how Jeff McNeil is playing in the second half? Yes. Am I happy with how the heart and the soul of the team, Francisco Lindor, is playing? Yes. Maybe Brandon Nimmo's home run tonight, maybe it finally gets him out of his crazy 2-3 week slump that he's been in? Yes. The aforementioned Jesse Winker has actually been playing better than some fans give him credit for. Manaea, big bounce back tonight. The team has moments. They do. But they have major issues still. They have major issues. Pete Alonso still can't hit his way out of a paper bag. You know who Pete Alonso reminds me of? And it kills me to say this. He's like a worse version of Adam Dunn. That's where we're at right now. Pete Alonso is Adam Dunn. When did this happen? It's crazy to me. The starting pitching, and so that's the offense. Real quickly, the starting pitching is going to be a major issue the rest of the way. Despite the struggles of Pete Alonso, I'm confident that the offense will bust out now and here and now, now and then. But now we're relying on starting pitching. With Quintana, Severino, Manaea, McGill. Yes, I understand the Kodai Senga injury. I understand that. But we're relying on these guys to have big time moments when it matters most. And none of them have really been in that position before. And you can even make another argument with the Mets that you can, should they have sold at the deadline? This Mets team right now is a picture-perfect version of 500. They are mediocre. That's it. It's okay to be realistic about it. I want them to win. I want them to play well. I want that more than most. I've been to about 22 or 23 consecutive Met opening days. Through college years, through everything. The amount of blood, sweat, maybe not tears, money I put into this team, you're damn right I want them to win a World Series. But I'm also realistic about it. This team doesn't have the talent right now to win the World Series, I don't think. They are a 500 team. They are the best mediocre team in Major League Baseball. 888-808-1019. That's the phone number to get involved with the conversation. Right to the phones to start it off.